As we inch closer to tip-off, we talk now with Bethel Park head coach Jonna Burke. Coach, it's been an up-and-down start to the season, 3-3 record for Bethel Park. However, a closer look shows a pretty tough schedule that the Blackhawks have had against teams like South Park and Norwin against others. Your take on how the season's gone thus far?
Well, I think that's a pretty correct assessment, up and down. We've taken some lumps. I mean, we've been in every game. We lost close ones. We've only lost by a total of 7 points, 3 games. I think we're learning some things about ourselves and, what guys can we put in different situations because we're not real deep. So some guys have to know two different positions. And, we're just learning right now, I think. And the good thing about them is they seem to bounce back. We bounce back. We take our lumps. We learn and we bounce back.
You earned your 350th coaching victory when Bethel Park defeated South Park on December 6th. Tell us about that game and what it means to you to have garnered win number 350.
Well, I'm just glad we won that game. We had lost the night before, so that was important for us to come back and get a victory. I don't ever even know that stuff. That's my husband. He always, he's on top of that, and he's like, oh, it was your 350th win tonight. And so, what it means to me really is that I've been doing this for a long time. And I've, to get that many wins, or not, it's not that many, but this is my 20th year. So it's an honor, but I've been blessed with a lot of good kids along the way. And I certainly have a lot of losses, too.
We only look at the wins. We only remember the wins. Now, looking at your team, Mia Mattis took over the starting point guard duties last season and had a strong year. How valuable was that starting experience last year now that she's a senior?
Well, it's invaluable, really. She knows, how I expect her to play. I know, she knows when to pull it out, when to push it, those kinds of things. We're looking for her to emerge a little more offensively for us. She was more of a scoring threat, it seems, last season, and we're trying to get that back into her. She's seeming to distribute a little bit more, but I need her to score as well, so we're working on that with her.
Sophomore Justina Mascaro was a steady presence inside as a freshman last year. And how much has she continued to improve?
Well, she's improved a lot. I kind of call her a workhorse. She does a little bit of everything. She's strong underneath, but she's a smart player as far as making passes. She can hit shots. We certainly need offensive production from her, and she's been delivering so far. She's our leading scorer.
Another one of your top scorers, Shannon Conley. What can you say about her?
Well, kind of the same thing. We rely on her a lot, for offense. She's a kind of kid that likes to get into the paint and can knock down the open shot. We ask her to do a lot. And even with Jesse and Shannon and Mia, we're still asking them, shoot more, please. Put more shots up. Sometimes I think they're worried about being selfish, but we're trying to encourage them that that's not being selfish. That's your job, and we need more points. So.
And senior forward Paige Kochka Pushkar, returning starter for the Blackhawks as well. Has she been one of your senior leaders to this point?
Well, Paige is not very vocal. She's more of a kid that likes to, let me back it up. Paige does things slightly unconventionally, let's say. She's the kind of kid that, comes out of nowhere and gets this rebound. Or she'll, make this graceful drive to the hoop. And she's very athletic, and you're never sure, this game, how's she going to contribute? But she always finds ways, a block out of nowhere, and you're like, geez, And I think that just shows what an athlete. She's a track athlete, so she's more of a leader for us in those categories, I'd say.
And looking at tonight's game, always an exciting matchup when Bethel Park faces Mount Lebanon. How much fun is this section rivalry?
Well, it certainly is a rivalry, I'll tell you that, we've certainly not been on the winning end of it nearly as much as they have been. They've had some terrific teams come through, and Dory does a tremendous job with them. And we're looking tonight to compete. We want to compete with this team. We know they're undefeated right now, and they're playing very well. We look at it like we don't have anything to lose tonight. So we're going to come at them and give it everything that we have.
Mount Lebanon undefeated, as you noted, but a young team as well. How does your team trip them up tonight? What are the keys to the game for Bethel Park?
Well, the keys, I think, anytime you play Mount Lebanon are almost always the same, and they are to not allow transition points in bunches for them, because I think they rely on scoring in transition. I think it's important not to panic against their defensive pressure, which is very good, and to limit our own turnovers against that defensive pressure, because they turn those into points. We would like to try to make it a half-court basketball game if we could, and I think if we can do that, then we can hang in the game.
It's Bethel Park head coach Jonna Burke. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much.